Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between Trump and Alec Baldwin in court. Trump takes the guilty verdict as a stoic. Meanwhile, Baldwin takes his not guilty verdict as if a close family member had just passed away. Women also tend to cry and become overly melodramatic like this. I can now see why Kim Basinger divorce raped him too. Also, one is a liberal that ended a woman, and the other is a conservative that paid a woman $130,000. If Trump was a liberal, he never would have been punished. Up next, this woman went undercover in the incel movement to find out that incels want women to suffer. Cyan Norris, the woman that went undercover, is hilarious, considering that most incel forums are usually public and don't require any registration. Women like this are just picking the worst examples because they want to demonize black pill men and have them get canceled. But what I want to know is why she's going into the incel community when her book is about reproductive rights when incels don't even reproduce. Number three, here are the two worst prime ministers in Canadian history. Justin's father, Pierre, introduced welfare and got the country into massive amounts of debt, as well as lavish spending programs. Justin also made the housing market unaffordable while trying to take the freedom of speech away from Canadians. Like father, like stepson, as Justin is probably Fidel Castro's son. Here are the two of them in hell trying to pass Justin off as being the others. Moving on, her name is Olha, and she's from Ukraine, but now in Canada, and only lets a man into her life according to her goals of increasing her wealth and buying a house. And if you get together with her as a husband, you'll have to pay her salary. She sounds like a real gold-digging keeper. Does anyone want to date a refugee? But I say send her back to the front lines in Ukraine. We need some quiet here in Canada. Number five, someone says that women can't keep getting away with tricking men with their appearance like this with fake-up. Apparently she's famous, but you have to pay to see her without her clothes on. I'm sure the simps are lining up oblivious to the lies that makeup tells. Without fake-up, a woman like this would never have any followers. Up next, Trudeau now says that baby boomers live in oversized houses. So it's come to this, that the Canadian government is coming to confiscate your home equity. Either that or he's going to try and get you to house migrants in your oversized home. What else would you expect from Castro's son? Trudeau's wife and kids moved out, so he doesn't need a larger home more than a one-bedroom now. And his property should also be confiscated and sold off based on his logic. Number 7, Will Smith believes that men should sit when they pee to avoid messing up the bathroom. Why is he always acting like he gets the beats at home from Jada? From the age of 13, he was raised by a single mother. That answers a lot about what happened to him. He also didn't have a real-life Uncle Phil to set him straight. The only time it's alright to pee while sitting is when you're firing both barrels. Moving on, why are almost all woke leftists so ugly? Because beautiful people have an easy life, and ugly people have it hard. So they're bitter and they're trying to drag everyone else down to their level and beat them with experience. They believe in redistributing the attention and money to themselves because they're the biggest victims. And the worse you have it, the more you deserve what you haven't earned from society. But seriously, you gotta work really, really hard to look this ugly. Number 9, this woman takes the prize for the biggest alpha widow of all time. She's a 103-year-old virgin waiting for her one true love, a white fiancé, to return. And it's possible he stole the land from her family. I think the only reason she even reached 103 because of that hope that he would be coming back. Maybe white chads need to start smashing black babes because it would mess so many of them up like this one. Up next, that 103-year-old woman probably would have ended up like this woman. She married a rich old man for his money and she died first. Either that or the old guy dies and then the woman like this finds out that she's not in the will. She doesn't look too happy to be in heaven by the looks of this picture. She looks like someone stole her rich simp, and she's about to be judged and sent down to meet Yosemite Sam. Number 11, God Said, I hope I pronounce his name correctly, held a poll and 3 million people voted on the religions that are the most responsible for the majority of today's global issues. But why are Hindus so high and Muslims so low? Is it because the Hindus sell toxic hot dogs at 7-Eleven or something? My guess is this poll is biased, with lots of Muslims voting this way. Then again, maybe it's because of the feces concentration in the Indian Ocean. Hindus are a force of nature. Moving on, why does this happen? Maybe it's a thyroid problem or genetics. That's the excuse that many of them use when they let themselves go. I guess they stay together through thick and thicker. RX Red Pill says, this should be your daily reminder to avoid marriage, because you never know when she's going to pull the pin on the fat grenade or drink way too much Kool-Aid. Number 13, meet Gerald Butler's new girlfriend. She was only 11 when 300 was released. He's also never been married, the same as DiCaprio. And it looks like he's playing the field and going his own way with no marriage. It's funny how society shames older famous men getting together with younger women. But it never shames rainbow people. She's a consenting adult and old banks want to make large age gaps where the man is older illegal. Up next, it looks like Zendaya will be Cleopatra. But I don't think she's a good fit because she's too good looking and not black enough. Come on, Hollywood. I know you can do better than this. I think we have a better suggestion for the next Cleopatra. But seriously, Cleopatra was supposed to be so beautiful that she seduced Caesar and Mark Anthony. Does anyone really believe that this bumpkin would do that? Number 15, this woman ended her ex-best friend by puncturing her neck, and she'll be out in only 3 years on a plea bargain. Women are subject to a completely different set of laws and morality. Justice is supposed to be blind, but justice is a simp when it comes time to sense women. If this was a man, he'd be doing life right now, or possibly face the electric chair. Moving on, David says that Switzerland is a country with a high ownership of boomsticks, but then it has low levels of violence because they have a well-trained militia, and you have to be trained to own one. Garand says there's another reason as well. But of course, I can't tell any of you what that is or risk getting a strike from ScrewTube. In America, New England has low levels of boomstick violence. What does it have in common with Switzerland? Demographics. That's what. Number 17, here's the difference between girls and boys entering puberty. One group gets pleasure at puberty, and the other gets pain. I think we all know what this meme means. In Canada, once recent migrants hit puberty, that bedroom starts to look kind of brown. The way the Canadian beaches have been turning brown too. Why, you ask? Just look up Wasega Beach defecation. Up next, Lady L is shocked because her friend is marrying the man she advised her to break up with. Women's worst enemies are other women, because it's competition between them for the best men. They sabotage each other so they can steal each other's dudes. Women try and keep other women single so they keep as many options open for themselves. As Al Bundy says, women understand women, and they hate each other. Al was in a cheaper-to-keeper relationship with Peggy, otherwise he would have gone his own way. Number 19, you can't claim that we live in a patriarchy, with systemic misogyny when books like this are on the shelves at your local supermarket in the United Kingdom. Imagine the outcry if someone put a book like this out called How to End Women. Actually, there probably wouldn't be any complaints if the guy on the cover was hot and was written like a romance novel, and he was just a hot serial killer. Then women would make it a bestseller. Moving on, a man called off his own engagement after he saw a picture of Chris Brown holding his fiancée. Her meeting Brown was her birthday present, and she posted this picture on social media and it went viral. This man was disrespected by his fiancée, and he did the right thing and broke off the engagement. If a woman disrespects you, the relationship is over. I would always end things when women disrespected me. I never knew why that's what I did, but it just felt like something was off. Number 21, King Chidi is right when he says the fastest way to trigger women is by telling them that you want to marry a virgin. That works every time. Truthfully, women also want to marry hot nerds because they know that if he's never cracked open a cooch before, then he'll be hooked on hers forever. And she'll be able to manipulate and control him for the rest of his life. Men want a virgin because it means the woman can also bond with them. Just remember, if you take a crazy virgin's virginity and leave, she's going to stalk you for years. Up next, I don't get why people flex by having super expensive watch collections when a $40 watch will tell the same time. Also, who wears a watch when we all carry a perfectly good phone in our pockets that tells the time and does so much more? Expensive jewelry just makes you a target for thieves, and it's kind of feminine. The smartphone is the 21st century version of the pocket watch, and Nikola Tesla predicted it over 100 years ago when television wasn't even mainstream. Number 23, this Australian influencer was dropped by brands after admitting that she was ending her cats as a child. But not to worry. Some simp will still wife her up and say I can fix her. Clearly she would make a great mother with homicidal tendencies. She looks like a creepy dude. Did she influence other creepy dudes as well? Moving on, many women are seemingly happy that they can't find a man who meets their standards. But if you tell them that they don't meet the standards of the men who meet their standards, they'll lose their minds. It's a double standard. They'll shame you and call you an incel if you're a good-looking man who rejects them, even if they're fat and crazy. They will do anything but take accountability for not living up to your standards. Number 25 and the last one, this woman kind of reminds me of Kelly Bundy, the airhead from Married with Children, and is holding up a sign that would fit perfectly in with that show. It says that I have Brian's and a vagina, and I use both. Obviously, she spelt brains wrong. Then again, maybe she has an army of simps called Brian, and she uses them for various tasks. I'll bet you that those Brians still end up using her vagina. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.